We are now joined here on the New Balance Knoxville wrap-up show. So we headed to the Stanley Fenton Gates Hotline by the head coach of the Fulton Falcons, Jeff McMillan. Coach, thanks for hopping on and spending a few minutes tonight with Logan Ward and myself. And we'll start off right off the bat by congratulating you on a win. And how does it feel to get a win in one of the craziest games we've seen in a while on the KOC Game of the Week against Gibbs, where between the two of you, you put up 116 points tonight?
No doubt. I mean, it was it was basketball, I guess you'd call it a game of runs or a game of spurts. You know, each team scored like three times in a row on several different occasions. You know, it was, I guess it was fun to watch, but man, it was hair pulling the coach in.
Yeah, hey, Coach, thanks for joining us. Logan Ward here. Obviously, last week, a loss to Wes, 47-12. I don't think there's any, you know, shame in that. Wes is a really good football team. But what was the mentality that you tried to instill into your team this week after that blowout loss to get a big win tonight?
Well, you know, when we looked at the season as a whole in the preseason, you know, we knew that the last 2 weeks would be really tough for us. You know, and we just came and we looked at the rest of the season. We're in region play now, and we've got to win two or three or all four of these games and get back in the playoffs for the 24th year in a row.
Coach, you get to 2-3 now for your record on the season, and you're 1-1 in region play. How critical was it to get to 1-1 in region play tonight and get this win over Gibbs?
Oh, it was huge. You know, like you said, it makes us 1-1 in the region, and you know, if it comes down to it, that gives us a tiebreaker over Gibbs. So it was really, really big.
With three region games left to go, Jeff, do you think that your team is on track to where you think that this young, talented team could be? Or do you think that there's still some work to be done to reach Fulton's full potential that we've seen Fulton be at for the last 10, 15 years?
Well, there's still a lot of work to do to get to that level, obviously, you know, and the way these kids come to work every day and the way they buy in, you know, we're going to get where we need to be. You know, and I hate to say we're young because we're five games in now, but, you know, it is what it is, and we just got to keep growing and keep learning and keep working and learn how to win close games like we did tonight.
Coach, I'm sure this is a question that in some form or fashion or some variation you've probably gotten a lot after you got the job and probably still throughout the summer and here throughout the fall. But has it gotten any easier so far now that you're into the season and you're kind of in go mode, having to replace Coach Rob Black, who did so much for that Fulton program? Has it gotten any easier and kind of just finally shifted into now I'm just coaching football instead of replacing a legend?
Yeah, I mean, it always gets easier as you go along, you know, but and things usually get easier, more on schedule once we get back in school. You know, the summer, you're always dealing with, you know, Project Grad and kids missing to go and things like that. But once school starts and everybody's here every day, it gets a lot easier, a lot simpler.
Let me ask you about one of your best players, Marcellus Jackson. Obviously had he was borderline unstoppable tonight. What do you think that he does so well for your team, and where's something that he could improve on as you get deep into region play?
He's one of the most special athletes and football players I've ever been around in 40 years. I mean, you know, other coaches just tell me, you know, just like we don't know what to do with him, you know, and there's really no way to scheme him or game plan for him or anything like that. When things break down, he usually makes them right. You know, he's just a special talent and a special kid. You know, he's got good grades. He's in National Honor Society. And, you know, he's going to be able to play at the next level.
Coach, I'll ask you a two-part question, then we'll let you go. As, again, Jeff McMillan, the head coach of Fulton Falcons, joining Logan Ward and myself here on the New Balance Knoxville wrap-up show. Coach, this is a game where clearly this kind of style, it's got to be very mentally challenging and very physically draining. Conditioning is important throughout the season, but it's something that's harder to squeeze in compared to in the preseason. How much did you learn about the kind of shape that your team is in right now, and what was your message to the team as things were getting late, and it was just seemed like we had one long play after another to keep them mentally strong and focused in this ballgame?
Yeah, I mean, you know, there was times we got tired. You know, we're in a lot better shape than we were when we started. But, you know, when it came time to stand up and make plays there at the end, they did. They you know, they were down there around the 20-yard line, and we got three stops in a row and actually dropped two picks and then made a big play on fourth down to end it. And just the fact that these kids have, you know, all the credit goes to them. I mean, they come in and work hard, and they fight hard, and they give us everything they've got every day.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you joining us tonight, and Fulton always playing a tough schedule, so it's impressive when you get a win over a very talented Gibbs team. No surprise that you've got Bearden coming up next week, so we'll wish you best of luck with that one and let you enjoy this win before you start prepping for the Bulldogs. But thank you again for joining Logan and myself tonight. Congratulations on a big win.
All right, thank you all for having me. Have a good evening. Thank you.
You too, Coach. And again, that is the head coach of the Fulton Falcons, Jeff McMillan, and you heard his Falcons victorious tonight over Gibbs on our KOC Game of the Week on AM 990 as Vince Ferrara and VFL Jay Graham were on the call for that broadcast.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.